Ladies and gentlemen, you have tuned in to the Electrifying Sessions right here on 100.3 Sound FM CKMS. Tonight's session featuring The Wet Secrets, Sleepy Sun, and Episode 1, The Server Room. Now, here's your host, DJ Jeff E. Jeff.
All right, that mystery voice is right. You've turned into the Electrifying Sessions here on 100.3 Sound FM. I am DJ Jeff E. Jeff. This is the debut show. I'm pumped to be on the show, following Mono A Mono Radio, and before that, straight out of the pit, Punk Rock Radio. We got a great show with a whole bunch of new music. But right now, we're going to get to some Do Make Say Think right here on 100.3 Sound FM.
My feet, and I hope
the electrifying sessions. I'm learning the switches all over again. This is
DJ Jaffa Jeff is in the studio.
We still got DJ Steel and DJ Adrox.
He's
doing some financials.
Yeah, DJ Adrox getting into his financials over here. But frig, DJ Jaffa Jeff spinning the tunes over here.
Yeah, I got a couple of new tracks. I'm gonna play the new. Did you guys play Wet Secrets?
We did play some Wet Secrets. Ooh. What one are you thinking of going into?
Knife Fights.
All right, we did Sunshine and Grow Your Own Effing Mustache.
A-hole.
All right, yeah, I got that because the Wet Secret show is tomorrow at the Casbah.
In Hamilton.
This is exciting. I got to relearn all the controls. I didn't go to DJ Exceptional DJ Academy like you guys, so it's
like DJ Adrock.
Like DJ Adrock. And you teach it. Exceptional DJ Academy, don't
you? Well, yeah, I often... You know how celebrities kind of go in and they're given, like, honorary degrees at places? I didn't actually go, but I give speeches and stuff like that.
Oh, nice. Maybe you could give a speech one night.
Yeah, sure. About, like, the dials and... Or just being an exceptional DJ.
No, like... One of your presentations that you've done.
Oh, definitely. I'll bring the whole PowerPoint.
Well, okay. Let's go into some Wet Secrets with Knife Fights.
Let's do it.
My version. I cut out the beginning. I'm only going with the part. I like the whole song, but when it gets the main song, not the radio edit, but everything after the radio edit.
So, like, the full version, the 13-minute version.
Yeah, minus the first 4.5 minutes.
So, minus the song part.
Minus
the album song version, just the extra bit.
Right.
All right.
All right, here it is on 100.3 Sound FM.
I almost yelled mono a mono, but it's not.
I know.
right, there's the Wet Secrets with knife fights. They're going to be at the Casbah tomorrow night. I'll be there. You should be there, too. Next up, we got some Sleepy Sons with their brand new album. The song's only a few weeks old. Here it is on 100.3 Sound FM.
You're
was some Sleepy Sun here on 100.3 Sound FM. That is brand new, a week old. They're a great band. They just tour and put out albums nonstop. Right now we're going to get into some Bad Bad Not Good. They've released two albums, one Bad Bad Not Good, one Bad Bad Not Good 2, and this is Bad Bad Not Good 3. It's just one song called CS60, which I have no idea what that stands for. Computer Science 60. Here it is on 100.3 Sound FM. We'll be right back. There's some Bad Bad Not Good with Bad Bad Not Good 3, album 3, just released a few weeks ago.
Right. Excellent stuff.
On the Electrifying Sessions.
Nice. I don't think I've heard you say that. The Electrifying Sessions.
Yeah.
I like it.
You could say sponsored by Mono and Mono. But you gotta fork over some coin.
We're apparently already behind. We can't afford it.
DJ Adrock did give me some incentive to drop the Mono name one.
He did? Oh,
yeah,
that?
It's in the fridge.
Yeah, but you've already paid it back.
Just now?
No, when you...
Oh, right. You know, but you dropped the name anyways.
Anyway.
This is the first episode of the Electrifying Sessions.
Damn good so far.
Yeah?
Damn good music, yeah.
Well, I was figuring people are thinking out there, why would I listen to this show? You know, they got Moses Bogart with Straight Outta the Pit Punk Rock filling their punk rock needs.
Yeah.
And then there's Mono A Mono right after that. All part of TGIT.
TDIT.
TD?
Thank deities.
Oh.
We're not religion specific. It's all deities.
Nice. So yeah. Secular.
Yeah.
Well, okay. TDIT. Not to be confused with Thank Deities It's Thursday.
No. That, actually, that one is more of a Thursdays is quite a different programming. Yeah, you don't want to confuse the two. But, however, it's some damn good stuff, too. DJ yeah. Denim is on the line. The Natty Physicist every other week. Soldier Sessions. I'm just saying it's different.
DJ Denim has some great commercials. His Sound FM commercials.
His whole show. If you listen to his show, the entire thing, every week, sounds like the Mono A Mono dance party show every week.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like he's having a dance party every single week.
I wonder if he brings people in here and dances. Or if
sounds
it's just
like
him
there
dancing.
Is. Yeah, like when DJ Edrock was having his dance fight in the Mono A Mono studio. Yeah, I don't know. He must. It sounds like it, so he must.
He must.
We are going to need him to take some photo evidence.
Of him dancing?
Yeah, well, and all the people in his dance party.
All right, we'll call him out on it.
Yeah.
We'll get him.
I'm going to send him this podcast.
On Twitter? On the Twitter?
Yeah, he's got Twitter. Is it on the sign? No, it's not on the sign. But I got his. I know his email address.
Nice.
He's the one that hooked us up with our intern.
Oh, DJ Pike.
Yeah, DJ Pike. He said, here's the list of interns. Because you guys won last year the Golden CD for Best Classic Program, you guys have first pick of whatever intern you want. We looked over the resumes. DJ Pike was the one. We knew right away. We picked him right away.
Yeah, what stood out? I mean, I don't disagree with the choice. He was a clear choice.
Well, you know, it had their IQ. We took that into a factor. We threw it into a linear equation.
Nice.
Along with some other variables.
Yeah.
And it turned out that we actually needed to do a system of linear equations because there were more variables than we initially thought.
Oh, a matrix.
Yep. It was involved, yeah. And it all worked out in the end.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe one day I'll get an intern.
Yeah.
Right now I'm still learning the dials, and I'm trying not to use my powers to control them. I'm controlling them with my hands.
Powers?
Not
tell us
mind.
More.
No. Well, I can tell you more. But I haven't been in the radio station for years, but I used to DJ here back at the other location and the other location.
Yeah, way back. Oh, yeah. I think there's pictures of you on the Mono A Mono Facebook.
Yeah. So, people are probably wondering, where have I been? these last couple years?
I was going to just ask you.
Perfect.
So where have you been these past years?
Well, it's a long, long story.
Oh, man.
And I can tell it, but I feel like there's somebody better that can tell it for me.
The narrator.
The narrator. He will remain nameless, but he can tell the story much better than I can.
Could possibly be Duff.
Could be, but he's off on his spoken word tour.
Right, yeah.
So it's not him. Well, maybe. Anyways.
Maybe this is what he's speaking about. On
it's
tour.
All spoken word. Andy does the music and sound effects with his mouth. That's why he's world renowned. So, without further ado, to tell the story, let's just jump right into it. This is how I became a DJ and what my story is with Sound FM and where I've been for the last couple years. So here it is on 100.3 Sound FM. The Electrifying Adventures, Part 1, The Server Room.
Our story begins in a city driven by technology and electricity, but also not so much. In the ever-growing city of Watertown, the technology industry has gathered many similar companies that feed off of each other's innovation. The healthy competition helps companies to improve and create the next best gadgets and technologies. Many of the people of Watertown embrace the technology industry, as this is a major employer in the region, and in turn, many have become technologically dependent. However, this region also has one of the larger Mennonite communities that rarely uses electricity, let alone major technological devices. Between these two polar opposites, there's an entire spectrum of people that fits somewhere in between. Within this gray area is an underground hero, a DJ who didn't just play what all the other stations were told to play. No, he played what he loved and he said what he thought. His amigos, as he so reverently called them, loved him for his honest opinions and his impeccable taste in music. Generally, the people of Watertown and their daily interactions resembled that of any other growing city. Life was normal in Watertown, that is, until one day.
All right, there's another track by Godspeed You Black Emperor right here on Sound FM 100.3. I want to promote this Thursday night coming up. We've got DJ Advrox, Rave to Save fundraiser for the Sound FM station here. Stay tuned for Nightmare Radio coming up right after this song by Mother Mother. Here's The Styx on the Mono A Mono Show. All right, see you later, Nightmare Radio. Have a good show.
Goodbye.
Well, hey there, DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Oh, hey, Ash. What brings you to the station?
I'm on the board, remember? I practically live here. I'm always here doing things. More than you even know.
Oh, okay, good, because, you know, the station needs it. Our music's good, our ratings are good. But we keep running out of money. I can't figure out what's going wrong.
We would be better if we played more hits. You should play that great new band Quarterback. I may even be able to get them in live on your show.
Quarterback? I don't really see what the hype is about those guys. I've heard little bits here and there, and I don't really like them. Besides, I play what you wouldn't hear on every other station, like on the mainstream stations.
Just play them!
Whoa! Maybe. We'll see. So are you going to DJ Advrox's fundraiser, Rave to Save the Station, this Thursday?
No. I can't. I'm busy. I won't be anywhere near there.
Oh, really? His raves are always great. Plus, hopefully it'll bring a ton of money into the station and some good PR.
I'd stay away from there if I were you.
Yeah? Anyway, I should get going before this storm hits. I'll talk to you later, Ash.
Later, DJ Jeffy Jeff.
On a night not unlike this one, DJ Jeffy Jeff begins his long bike ride home from work. In addition to the solar flares and solar eclipse that are emerging at the cusp of the Earth's atmosphere, a summer storm begins its torrential downpour.
Man, it's starting to pour on my head!
With visibility at a minimum due to the rain, Jeffy Jeff knew that he should have been riding a bit slower for safety. Really wanted to get out of the storm. Just then, a horse and buggy carriage came out of nowhere, almost clipping DJ Jeffy Jeff off the road.
That good-for-nothing cut us off.
Hey, it was an accident. You calm down there now.
Like gosh darn it was. I've had it. I'm going to teach him a lesson. Faster! We be going too fast! Slow down!
Oh no! Why are they chasing me?
What's that all about?
After being shaken up by the near-fatal collision, Jeffy Jeff decides to find shelter and dry off. He decides to take a detour and stop into work, which is by the power plant. Wanting to dry off, he decides to utilize the server room to dry off. He thinks.
The server room has great circulation and has many fans running. And I have to check on my project for work anyways. I may as well hang out here and see how my DB2 structure is running while waiting for this storm to pass.
As he walks towards the server, he trips over some dark fiber cables. And at the very same time, there's a solar eclipse. And cosmic rays. And lightning smashes into the building. Causes DJ Jeff to become unconscious. A dark haze washed over the DJ.
Tomorrow, just tomorrow, we're convinced. together, we're dancing like hell for pennies from heaven, heaven, heaven.
Patrick Mullaney, reporting live from the scene here at the power plant, which is situated next to sub-government building here. Last night's electrical storm, the worst this area has seen in quite some time, has knocked out all communications due to the damage that it inflicted on the power plant. It seems as though communications will be out well into the weekend, possibly longer, depending on how quickly things can be fixed. In local sports, one of the most beloved men's basketball league teams.
Oh crap, what happened?
T-shirts have finally made it.
Last I remember, I was going to check my DB2 structure. What happened? Oh god, I better call Lindsay to help me fix this mess.
Lindsay is one of DJ Jeffy Jeff's closest friends and trusted confidants, as well as a co-worker. He is a hardware specialist for the government, and also happens to be a level 27 Night Elf Mage Troll Hunter on World of Warcraft.
RB6. There is no connection at this time. Please hang up and try again. This is a recording.
What? Landline.
Hello?
Hey, Lindsay?
Yeah, what's up, good buddy?
Can you get to the office and help me out here? All communications are down. The server's all messed up. We need to do some rewiring. I know you're the best in the office. Can you get down here and help me out now?
Aw, man. I was just at a good part in my World of Warcraft game. I almost slayed a dragon. But I guess I could stop for a bit. Man, my clan's gonna be pissed. This sounds serious, though.
Thanks, buddy. I need ya.
Lindsay and Jeffy Jeff worked all day and night, with others at the office trying to get all the hardware put back together.
Hey, can you send me the DB2 connection string alpha tester?
Which one? This one?
Yeah, that one!
Okay.
I'm gonna test it on this string to preserve. The dungeon wind. That's all my plans for going to go on and
I bet you the internet's down with all this connection errors.
That's okay. In the unlikely event that all communications would break down and I might lose touch with the World of Warcraft core.
I bet you your home computer's connected via the landline.
That's right. But we're here, stuck at work.
Yeah. Hey, can you pass me that wrench and I'll tighten up this thing?
Sure. Just as soon as I put down this soldering iron.
Oh, okay, nice. Hey, look at that broken cable.
Wow.
After a long day's work, they decided to take the night off because some of the necessary new parts would not arrive until the next morning. DJ Jeffy Jeff heads to his lady friends on the eve of DJ Adrock's rave to save.
So, are we still going out tonight?
I guess so. I kind of feel like getting slippery after the past few days I've had. I'll tell you all about it at DJ Adrock's rave to save. We should hurry though, we're gonna be late. And I can't even remember really what happened. I just woke up to the news on the radio that was in the server room. I guess my clothes were dry from laying there all night, and I just started working on fixing things once Lindsay showed up. It was all weird. I'm just dehydrated and I've been drinking a lot of water all day.
You probably missed the entire cosmic storm then. It was magical.
Hey, yo, yo, yo! DJ Jeff and Jeff, look at all these sweet bitters out here dancing tonight. How you digging my rave, brother?
No offense, I think it's great. I've just had a rough few days.
Come on, on, sucker. You normally be tearing up this dance floor with me.
Hey, Adrock, are these water bottles over here with the station logo on them free?
Psst, I don't know, sucker. Maybe that dingleberry ash set it up.
I doubt it, knowing that guy. Well, I'm taking one anyway.
As DJ Jeffy Jeff drinks from his water bottle, his senses become heightened, and the heavy beats from Cashew's song Hawaii become overwhelming.
This is not rave music? DJ Adrock? He is off his rocker.
Yeah, I like it. Do you want to dance?
Yo, yo, sorry about that, y'all.
Ah, that was a great song. Hey, Olga, I was literally thinking about that song. It's so weird. This is not the type of music to be played at a rave.
Yeah, this is very weird. But this DJ Adrock must be doing something right. Everybody is loving the mixes. Yesterday.
I don't know what is going on. I'm losing control.
Lose control.
Just then, one of the drugged-out dancers standing near DJ Jeffy Jeff and Olga started going into drug-induced convulsions on the floor. Just as suddenly as DJ Jeffy Jeff noticed this, the house lights came on and all of the music stopped.
Oh no! We need to stop the rave! Stop! Call the police! Somebody, call the police!
Within a few minutes, police arrive on the scene after a 911 hang-up. People scatter while the police and ambulance tend to the convulsing patrons.
We're gonna need backup here. Looks like the drugs are involved. We need to make some arrests. Who's running this event?
As the police put DJ Adrock in handcuffs, DJ Jeffy Jeff and Olga flee the scene.
Wow, that was crazy. I can't believe what just happened. I've been having the weirdest 2 days ever.
That is. Don't worry. In Mother Lucia, we say eternal peace lasts only until the next war.
I'm not sure I understand that, but thanks.
Your eyes look very weird. What did you drink tonight? How much?
Nothing really. I was mainly just drinking from my new water bottle. I do feel a little weird. I've got to go to bed. We're going to have a lot of work tomorrow with these new server parts coming in.
DJ Jeffy Jeff jumps out of bed and begins to get dressed, putting one pant leg on at a time.
I've got to get to work. I'll see you later.
Do you want me to give you a ride?
Nah, I'll just ride my bike. It's easier. Do you know where my water bottle is?
By the sink. Not clean, though.
I only drank half last night. It's good enough. I gotta go.
Jeffy Jeff throws on his work clothes in haste, and as he brushes his teeth, he looks into the mirror.
Oh my god! I'm starting to get gray-haired!
DJ Jeffy Jeff rushes to work on his bike. By the time he gets there, he is exhausted and downs the remainder of his water bottle.
Jeff, where have you been? Lindsay has fixed up the hardware to the whole server, and we need you to start helping out with the software patches. We'll all probably need to work the whole weekend in order to get this fixed. We've been in the news and we're losing money hourly.
Okay, sorry, I'll get right on it.
You are so late! Were you out late at DJ Adrock's Rave to Save for 100.3 Sound FM?
Yeah, real late. The fundraiser didn't end well either. I hope the station raised enough money.
Yeah, I heard about it on the news. DJ Adrock was arrested!
Arrested? Aw, man, that was way worse than I thought. I have to sit down, I'm feeling weird.
What? Are you hungover?
No, I only drank water.
You better fight through it, or you're gonna get fired. The boss was pissed!
Alright, well, let's run these patches.
Hey, what's going on? How come everything's back online and fixed? Jeff, it says here that all these updates were done from your computer. Nice job.
No problem, sir.
This is gonna save everyone their weekend. I guess it's back to work as usual. Jeff?
Yeah, Mr. Lumberg?
Take the afternoon off. Great work.
What?
Alright, great. I guess I'm gonna go to the station. If Adrock's in jail, then no one's DJing right now. Later, Lindsay.
What?
Alright, you're listening to Sound FM, and I'm DJ Jeffy Jeff, filling in for DJ Adrock. I wish everyone well who was at DJ Adrock's Rave to Save last night. It didn't go quite as planned. Hopefully everyone's okay. Up next, I've got a band called The Unicorns with their track, Tough Ghosts, right here on the Mono A Mono Show. No. Hang on, wrong track. How did this happen? This is the right song, and I didn't even touch anything. Wait a second, did I just...
I go for a swim.